Good Friday, everyone. Good Friday is a very important day for Christians all over the world. For this is the designated celebration for the fact that Jesus laid down his life for the sins of the entire world. What a magnificent story that has been told throughout the ages. And if you don't believe in Good Friday, at least you can't admit that it is the greatest love story that has ever been told. A man who laid down his life for his friend, not only one friend, but the entire world became his friend. So I love the story. And if you don't believe in the story, you must admit that it is beautifully crafted from beginning to end. From the point that he was beat, from the point that he laid down his life, from the point that he went up to Golgotha's hill and was seated between, or should I say, stood between on a cross between two thieves, one thief on his left and a thief on his right. One who repented and asked him to remember him in paradise, and the other who condemned him and asked him, if you be the Son of Man, if you be the Son of God, then get us off of this cross. That's basically what he said. So I say to you today, happy Good Friday. Happy Good Friday to you. If you believe or not, you must believe also that if it's not true to you, it's a wonderful story. Every year I look at the Ten Commandments and all the religious television shows, or I go to the movie. Like one year I saw The Passion of the Christ. And I'm telling you, the storylines are so beautifully crafted, as I said earlier. So I am a believer. So this day holds special significance for me. It shaped my life from when I was a little kid in Sunday school to where I am today as a believer. I truly can celebrate this day as a victory for us in Christendom, because we truly believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Son of Man. He died. And on the third day, he rose. Yay, yay, yay. So on the Sunday, we celebrate Resurrection Day, the day that he got up from the tomb. That's how we classify it. When the disciples went to the tomb was empty. When the women went to the tomb first, Mary, when they went to the tomb first, the tomb was empty. And the angel said, why do you seek the living amongst the dead? He has risen. He has risen. So I declare on today, this is a good Friday. For in 3 days, I can truly say he has risen. Not only has he risen from the grave, he has risen inside of me, and my spirit is renewed and rejoiced. So this is Vicky's viewpoint, my viewpoint, my belief, what I believe in. Vicky's viewpoint, real talk from a real woman. Happy Good Friday. Happy weekend.